Chapter 34, Mr. Warmth. For the most part, the cast of Dirty Work was a dream, with the exception of one man. He didn't disappoint me as an actor. He was brilliant in the film. No, this man disappointed me in a deeper way. He disappointed me as a human being. I'm speaking about Don Rickles. Now, I was a huge fan of Mr. Rickles and was thrilled at the prospect of finally meeting him. I guess I knew just about every word from Toy Story, where he played Mr. Potato Head. I also loved him in Toy Story 2, where he reprised his role as Mr. Potato Head. And I would be negligent if I didn't mention how great he was in Toy Story 3, where he played Mr. Potato Head. But I also knew him from The Tonight Show, starring Johnny Carson, where he was a frequent guest. When he visited Johnny, I must say in all candor, I never found him funny. Johnny, a true gentleman, always kindly introduced Don as Mr. Warmth, and then Don would come out, and let's just say, not live up to this nickname. Don would immediately begin on poor Johnny, being boorish, and, yes, I'll say it, in some cases, downright insulting. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm no fan of phony balonies. I like a man who is direct. I like a man who is honest and plain-spoken. But there is a big difference between frankness and insults designed to hurt people. And somewhere along the way, I think, Don lost sight of that difference. I approached him the first day in the makeup trailer and introduced myself as I sat down. I just want to tell you, Mr. Rickles, that I feel so honored that you would agree to be in the film, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart, sir. He shook my hand. That's very nice, Norm. By the way, I spoke to the home. Your room will be ready Tuesday. The trailer erupted in laughter, and I felt rage deep in my soul. I caught sight of myself in the mirror and saw that my face was beet red. I wasn't on any waiting list for any type of home, as Mr. Rickles was clearly suggesting. But I swallowed my anger. I was determined to find the real man through my own kindness and love. Mr. Rickles, I would be honored if I could take you out to one of Toronto's finest restaurants and buy you dinner tonight. I have a better idea, Norm. Why don't you go to a shed in the desert with a rake and go brrr? This awful, classless burping noise got the cheap laugh I'm sure Mr. Rickles is used to, but not from me. I could feel myself begin to shake with rage as everyone laughed at me, but I held it together. Well, maybe a rain check then, sir. If there's anything you need while you're here, just let me know. I could see I had finally gotten through to him because he gave me a wide smile and put his arm around me. Actually, Norm, there is one thing you could do for me, if it's not too much trouble, and I'd be forever grateful. I was so happy to finally reach the real Don Rickles, and I said, anything, sir. What would you like? Well, Norm, I'd like you to get a monkey and an organ grinder and run around the room going, I lost my sock, I lost my sock. And Mr. Rickles then pranced around the makeup trailer doing a grotesque pantomime of me searching for a missing sock. Now the laughter rose to a volume I'd never heard, but I knew it was not genuine laughter. It was the type of laughter that springs from nervousness and embarrassment. I felt burning tears run down my cheeks, and I fled the makeup trailer. I took a nice long walk, trying to compose myself. I think it was the comment about losing my sock and then running around telling everyone that hurt the most. Some things are just beyond the pale. I thought of Johnny Carson and how he was able to take this sort of abuse from Don, time after time, while the whole nation watched. It was a testament to Carson's great security as a performer. Any other host would have had him ejected from the studio. When I felt whole again, I returned to the makeup trailer and decided to give Mr. Rickles a few words he'd probably never heard, but certainly needed to. I stormed in without knocking. Now listen, Mr. Rickles, we are going to be working together in this film, and I do not want any hard feelings, so I have a few things to say. I think that much of what you do is frankly insulting. It is completely uncalled for. That's great, Norm. Now, Why don't you take a train to Wyoming and milk a Clydesdale? This was again followed by a long period of embarrassed laughter from everyone present. It stung like a wasp, but I kept my dignity and with a quavering voice told him once again how happy I was to have him on the project. I don't regret telling Don Rickles what so many were afraid to. I guess looking back, my only hope is that one day Don will remember my words, reflect on his life, and make some really meaningful changes in the way he chooses to treat people, especially strangers who pay good money to see him in nightclubs and theaters.